My name is Cadence O'Neill, and I'm a third-year women's studies student at McGill.
My name is Ella. I'm currently a student at McGill and working at the SMU.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about what's going on right now in Quebec?
Just as a primer for students who might not necessarily know what's going on, currently the Quebec government has been implementing a variety of programs aimed at reducing what they call the budget crisis. So essentially, they've decided that they need to immediately reduce the entire debt of Quebec within the next, 10, 20 years or so. And so what they've done to address the problem that they've created is essentially start cutting social benefits. This looks like a number of different things. So it's in healthcare, it's taken the form of consolidating hospitals, reducing the number of hospitals, laying off workers. In terms of looking at the government has been pursuing new extraction projects and promoting Plan Nord, which is essentially a plan to develop logging and extraction projects up in the north of Quebec. They've been laying off workers as well, promoting cuts to education, both in cégeps and universities, and also in primary schools. I can go on, but I mean the programs that the government has instituted are really impacting every sector of society, particularly those populations that are already most vulnerable. You'll notice that the cuts and the attempts to create to lower the government deficit have focused almost entirely on reducing spending, not on increasing government revenue. And there's been almost no attempt to reform Quebec's tax code or to collect unpaid tax debts. So really, the brunt of the impacts of austerity are falling on those that are most reliant on the government, those that are most poor, those that are already most marginalized.
Can you talk really quickly about specifically the McGill context? What are some of the cuts that are happening? How is McGill responding to that? And then how are students responding to that response?
Sure. So what is going to look like for McGill? It's about $40 million in cuts between 2014 and 2016 in terms of public funding. And McGill's response to that is not only decreasing the number of staff and trying to really shrink down their operating costs in that way, although you'll notice that also administrative costs are continuing to rise and the number of administration to students is continuing to rise, that ratio is. But actually, the administration is actively focused on the deregulation of international tuition. In terms of picking up the sort of vibe that is happening in American universities where the price of the university is sort of loosely correlated with how prestigious that university is. So what that looks like is the McGill administration is trying to lobby the Quebec government to remove regulations that would limit how much they can increase international tuition. And what they're looking to do is the way things are currently structured, any money that McGill charges students above basic Quebec fees actually goes to the Quebec government, and the Quebec government redistributes all that money from all the Quebec universities. So McGill actually gives the Quebec government more money than they make. What they're looking to do is cap that at some certain point so that if McGill were to increase international tuition further, they would keep more of the money, which might sound like a good thing, except for the fact is that when they did the same thing to the Masters in Business Administration program, which they did a couple years ago, early 2010 or so, if I'm not wrong, 2011 maybe, the tuition went from being $2,000 a year to $29,000 a year, and then several years later it was raised to $32,000. In the span of maybe four years or so. So for international students now, I think that's actually really terrifying, the fact that tuition could jump quite so fast, and the fact that international tuition increases could be a future source of income and a quick and easy source of income for the McGill administration. they've responded by saying that they're going to increase bursaries, and while bursaries do help a number of students, I think simply asking many American students or many international students why they're at McGill, a lot of them will tell you that the financial cost of the university is one of the large reasons. And so there's definitely a huge concern around the continuing accessibility of education if McGill does succeed in deregulating international tuition. We've already seen that they did raise the tuition for French students this year to be on par with the rest of Canadian students. So they're actively looking to increase the tuition prices of the university. They've already been successful in a lot of ways, and that's really their one of their major focuses this year, unfortunately. And I think even if these costs do not necessarily impact current students, I think it's really our duty as students now to actively be resisting the prevention of these opportunities for future students, the same opportunities that were afforded to us, and the same reason that a lot of us are at McGill, which is the continuing accessibility of the university to people from all different classes. So.
How is the McGill administration responding to this? And if you're aware of other kind of universities' responses?
Yeah. So my understanding of McGill's administrative response to this is that they're, it's kind of like they're in a tough spot where they're like opposed to the defunding of the university, but not super willing to like support students in their opposition to that. So, I mean, it doesn't seem like the administration is happy about not getting grants from the Quebec government anymore. But they're also like even less happy about their students trying to fight to end austerity or like to. Like they're unhappy about their students opposing that because, well, I'm not really sure why, but mm-hmm. So it's kind of a hypocritical stance.
Okay, and can you talk a little bit about the organizing that's going on more generally in Quebec and then at McGill specifically?
Sure. So yeah, in Quebec right now, there are I think around 60,000 students currently in associations that have voted to strike, which is pretty exciting. These students have already started mobilizing. So this week there's been like multiple manifestations and there was a night demo yesterday that was pretty huge. And so it's kind of exciting what we're seeing across Quebec of these students able to mobilize pretty constantly. McGill rather, it's been a bit different. And so like usually McGill is like seen as like quite isolated from the Quebec, the Francophone universities. However, there was an action yesterday morning against austerity, which kind of maybe indicates that students at McGill are trying to bring McGill into this broader conversation about austerity.
So I know that some of the pushback at McGill has been students saying, what is the purpose for us striking? And so I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the history of student strikes and what a student strike does and tries to accomplish.
Yeah, so I think that, again, at McGill, it is a little bit of a different context. And so without the likelihood of a broad SMU strike or even a faculty strike, it isn't able to, like, strikes at McGill aren't able to put the same amount of economic or, like, otherwise pressure on the administration. But that doesn't mean that strikes aren't able to serve a purpose. And so I think that as we're seeing... even just talks, like speaking about strikes on campus makes McGill students who are otherwise kind of like insulated from the discussions about austerity, like realize that this is actually an issue that's affecting them. And I think that even departmental strikes at McGill do have the impact of putting a certain amount of pressure on McGill, of making McGill take a stance that is either like for or in opposition to austerity, basically. So as much as McGill is able to say like, we don't want our funding to be cut, if their students are willing to oppose it and in a way that's putting themselves at risk, and the university is coming out against them or punishing them, then I think it kind of shows where the administration is standing.
Having attended the recent Board of Governors meeting, it was really interesting to note that what they talked about was not actually anything relating to the experience of students at McGill, but rather they talked almost exclusively around increasing the corporate funding for the university, increasing donations from alumni, and continuing to work to increase their international reputation. Interestingly, none of that conversation featured the experience of students at McGill, nor did it feature the decreasing amount of staff members and increasing sizes of classes. So I think in terms of the way that the administration is actually responding to austerity, it sort of perfectly fits into the direction that they see the university going, which is sort of an increasingly corporate, privatized university, where students are increasingly, and students and professors as well, are increasingly linked to the interests of corporations in terms of what they're pursuing in their studies.
How can students who are interested in finding out more find out more, and how can students who are looking to get involved get involved?
So the website again is fuckausterity.com. It's www.fckausterity.com, and we'll be trying to update that as much as possible. We will be forming a McGill contingent for the April 2nd demo, so keep an eye out for that. We'll probably be meeting just right at the Avrotic Gates. That's on April 2nd. And until then, we'll also be trying to, you know, mobilize students around the upcoming demos. There's one on Saturday, which is going to be really amazing. And just keep an eye out. We're trying to keep folks informed. All the resources around organizing your own strike motions, if you want to bring a strike at the departmental level, that will all be on our website as well. We also have tons of other links to other websites, other movements. So that's a good starting place. If you ever have any questions about how to get involved, you can email us at pcc@smu.mcgill.ca. We're checking it all the time, so that's also really awesome. And if you're interested in helping to coordinate mobilization efforts on campus, shoot us an email. We have a mobilization committee that's meeting weekly or so.
If you're a women's studies student or a sexual diversity studies student, there's a general assembly happening on Tuesday, March 31st, and we're going to be talking about austerity. We're going to be talking about how women's and sexual diversity studies students have a responsibility to oppose austerity, and like how austerity is a feminist issue, all of these things. And rumor has it we're going to be voting on a very important motion. And so I'd encourage women's studies and sexual diversity studies students to check that out. If you're looking for more information, you can email wssastrike2015@gmail.com. If you want to learn more about that that specific motion. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks so much.
No problem.